Namaste, beautiful. And so I would like to share with you a few words on Kriya. The Kriya that I'm sharing with you are Himalayan yogic tradition Kriya. And those Kriyas are used to mastering the mind and to access the full subtle body potential. Yogi Bhajan brought different tradition, and Paramahansa Yogananda also introduced Kriya as a pranayama mantra practice for the same purpose of evolution in consciousness. So there's different rivers of traditions with Kriya. And so the tradition that I'm sharing with you today are the Himalayan ones. Kriya is a technique and action designed to create an evolutionary response of expansion and liberation to access the silence within. Find in the gap of the thoughts. Kriya Yoga is a practice allowing the body to cope with energy, marrying the soul, the Atman, with the source, Brahman, the individual with the totality. Himalayan Kundalini Yoga comes from the Vedas traditions, Tantra traditions, asanas, hatha, chanting, Vedic lineage of yoga are all about that tradition. Chants are in Sanskrit. Kriya, Sanskrit action that is evolutionary. It shifts your consciousness and it works in all levels of your being. You have the repetitive movement of the Kriya and you also have the breath. So the longer you can practice a Kriya, the more you're getting into that energy. Specific intention, powerful cleansing and clearing, bring the Kriya even more power. Each Kriya has a specific intention. The body store addiction patterns, past conditioning. So Kriya is an energetic hygiene, cleansing, and self-care. The second value of the Kriya is that it cultivates energy, for it's very dynamic. Kriya is used in various traditions, always with the purpose of evolutionary action. So it doesn't matter in which tradition you will be, you know, feeling charmed to follow, it's always for that conscious evolution. Kriyas are shared where there is worthy and sincere inquiry. The three aspects of Kriya, in order to experience it deeply, there's the seat of the Kriya, which refers to the integrity of body position, movement, or stillness, sitting or standing. That's the seat of the Kriya. Then you have the dharana of the Kriya. It refers to focus, the intention of the Kriya, including the drishti, where the eyes focus. Each Kriya has a specific focus directed in bringing up aspects or states of consciousness. And there's the bhava of the Kriya, the attitude in which we approach the Kriya. Some Kriya's attitudes are fierce and others are receptive, devotional, invoking both feminine and masculine. Other aspects of Kriya are the mudras. Most Kriya have specific position of the body, serving the purpose of helping to induce and attain certain psychic states. There's the bandha, that are part of the Kriyas. The bandhas are gates regulating the energy flow called prana in the body. There are three main bandhas, the Mula Bandha, the root located at the base of the spine. So to activate the Mula Bandha, one squeezes the perineal muscles. This is the first gate to conserve the energy from flowing out. Then comes the second lock, the Uddiyana Bandha, located a few inches below the belly button. To engage the Uddiyana Bandha, one exhales fully, squeezing the belly in, and as the next breath is drawing the lower belly, is still engaged and retained towards the spine. This is the action of Uddiyana Bandha. Very powerful to retain energy from draining away. The third lock, the Jalandhara Bandha, is the chin lock, less utilized than the two others. It is performed by extending the chin forward and then draw back inwards. When the three bandhas are engaged simultaneously, it is called the great lock, Maha Bandha. So the bandha are part of the kriya. And then you have your pranayama. Most kriya have specific movement patterns of the breath. Pranayama, breath practice with the intention of expansion of life force. There's four aspects of the pranayama: the inhalation, the puraka, the intake of cosmic energy by the individual for his or her growth, exhalation, called rechaka, process by which the energy of the body gradually unites with that of the mind. Kumbhaka breath retention is the practice of staying with and expanding the natural pulse between inhalation and exhalations. Body and mind becomes clear. And then there's the internal breath retention pulse, increase the energy, and the external breath retention calming effect, that has a calming effect. The mantras, which is another aspect of the kriya, reach deeply into one's consciousness, whether recited out loud, softly or silently. Kriya involve a continual movement leading to an internal meditation. For those who find seated meditation difficult, kriya are a helpful way to begin by bringing physical movement to a meditative state. Depending on the kriya, you may choose to also use a mantra to support further the meditative effect. There's also the japa mala, the full mala that consists to 108 beads and the wrist 27 beads. Mala always have a 109th bead for the guru, finished with a knot and tassel. Number of the beads on the mala are 27, 54, 108, and that is significant as it represents multiples of the sacred number 9, which corresponds to the number of planets in Vedic astrology and the number of months a baby develops in the womb. Number 9 represents a multiple of another sacred number, 3, which is the Trinity. So all of those things that you've been learning into your course are now coming together into those kriya. Always remember that kriya is action that leads to evolution, expansion, and liberation. Because the word kri means action, to do, and ya is another name for Atman, the soul. Kriya is a specific technique or action designed to create a specific evolutionary response. Where karma is action that creates bondage, Kriya is action that creates expansion and liberation. The purpose of Kriya is to get into deeper states of shunya, of silence. It has been a real pleasure to share this passion that I have for the Kriya with you. May you be well. May you be in your light. And thank you for the opportunity to be part of your training. Namaste, beautiful.